This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of The Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Final week of October. Oh, my Lord, it is Oklahoma week, Nebraska and Oklahoma. It's also Monday. That means Mondays with Merck and Morris. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College. Daddy, is this our first trifecta weekend? All three winners, Huskers, Broncos, Lopers?
Is it the first or second? I think it's the first one.
I think the Huskers came on the wrong end the last time both Hastings and UNK won, which is weird because they're both above 500, so they just haven't been able to match them up before. On the program, or on Saturday. So that's what's going on with football. We'll talk to them. High school football brackets are out. Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, will join us in the second half of the program. We'll hear from head coach Bo Pelini. What? Oh, by the way, how is Adams Central not in the playoffs? 6-3. Something's wrong with the system. Anyway, we'll talk about that. And what was my prediction Saturday?
Did you nail it exactly?
No, 35-20. It was actually 32-20.
Cool.
But I had the Lopers winning 52-7, and so I was off there. You know, I don't know. But it is time for Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sales in Grand Island. Stop by now because the blowout specials are almost gone. And, of course, you've got the ViewCube satellite, where you can just take care of things, your satellite receiver compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Watch anything, anywhere, anytime. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But right now we're talking football with the head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Daryl Morris. Daryl, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Daddy is back in studio. Would you like to say anything?
Yeah, well, that's amazing.
All right, coach, you got a 24-0 victory over Fort Lewis. Overall, your assessment on how you felt your team played?
Well, obviously, when you shut somebody out, you played good defense, and we did that. I thought we had, Fort Lewis's offense under control the whole day. I don't think they ever really threatened us. They missed a 43-yard field goal to preserve a shutout. So, defensively, played outstanding, tackled well. Nate Reichs played extremely well, had about three sacks, and Mason Brodeen had a couple sacks. And so I thought we just played excellent defense. Offensively, I thought we just kind of slopped around a little bit, and we scored 24 points, but it, 10-0 at halftime with a football team that really shouldn't have been on the field with us a whole lot. So, we still got some work to do there, but overall, it's a win is a win, and we're 6-1 in the RMAC.
Coach, motivation-wise, is it just tough for everybody to get up for a game like this knowing you should have it in hand?
Well, it must be, but I wish it wasn't because, we've got some goals that we still need to accomplish here for this season, for this football team, and our kids are well aware of those. And, football, you only get to play 10, 11, 12 games, and, you need to take pride in all of them and play the best you can. You never know when your season's going to end as an individual player. So, to Fort Lewis's credit, they did come out and run some defensive stuff on us they had not shown so far this year. And that perplexed us for a little while, but, we did the job.
Probably tougher when it's three in a row of teams that you're supposed to be able to take care of. Daryl Moore's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 24-0, the victory. You mentioned 6-1 in the conference, and I know that wasn't just in passing. Folks want to know what is, with just a couple of games left in the regular season, what is still out there available for UNK as far as maybe looking past the final regular season?
Well, I truly believe that if we can win the next two ball games, which are toss-up games, in my mind, both teams are perfectly capable of beating us, and we're capable of beating them. So I think if we can beat these two football teams and end up 8-3, we might be able to sneak in the back door of the national playoff picture. Or certainly we would be the highest unranked team in the RMAC that would then go and play in the bowl in Dixie.
Well, you know, that's just a great opportunity to extend your season and get some more practice time for these new kids. And one of the new kids that shines second week in a row is at running back. Your third, fourth string running back, for him to step up, Darrell, have you ever been a part of something like that at that position?
You know, I've not seen somebody do that around here anyway for quite some time. And Riley's just done an outstanding job for us. We did lose Brendan Lease again for probably the rest of this year with another injury to that knee that he's had been fighting for most of the year. So Rusty Dring is still a week or so out. So, you know, Riley's going to have to carry the mail for us this week and perhaps the rest of the season. And so far, you can't really complain about the job he's done. He's done an excellent job for us.
14 for 88 on the ground this week, and also hauled in one reception. What about Mr. Kaiser? You seem, or the Lopers seem, to always have some wide receivers, and you need to with the offense you're running, but he's kind of the kid that has really stepped forward. We knew coming into most of the seasons here, the last five, six, seven, who the stud was going to be. Did you know that it was going to be Kaiser?
Well, you know, we knew he would be our go-to guy. Of course, we thought we'd have Eric Myrick and we thought we'd have Tyrone Hilton, and I was just looking at some you know, statistical information for the entire season, and Kyle's caught 10 touchdowns, and then we have three or four other touchdowns spread around three or four other guys. So you would think that people would really begin to zero in on him, and to his credit, even though I think guys are well aware of that he's the attack that we have in the air, they're still struggling to contain him, and he's done an excellent job. The first touchdown he caught last Saturday was a nice job in the corner of the end zone, where, again, he jumped up over the top of a guy and grabbed the ball real quick and pulled it over his head. So Kyle's doing an excellent job. You watch him run around, you think he's loafing, but he's just a smooth-running guy, and he can catch the football.
Darrell, it's been talked about in the papers all over the state. It's been on TV, and I guess maybe we just haven't addressed it. The little backstory here of how you had to go look for wide receivers, kind of like Washington State had to go look for a quarterback, and Texas A&M had to go look for a kicker. You've got some kids that actually have now contributed. Just touch on the problems you've had getting the wide receiver depth you need and now what these kids have done a few weeks in.
Well, you know, we did. We added Corey Morris to our team, I think, the week that we played Adams State. He actually started football on Tuesday and played on Saturday. And Corey was a young man that from Broken Bow that had played, was on our team as a redshirt freshman and then suffered an ankle injury, had some surgery, thought football was out of his future because of that injury, but had a conversation with Coach Martin, our offensive coordinator, one day up in the student weight room and said, you know, he got a bill of health from a doctor and felt good and was interested in coming out for football. So we jumped all over that. We got Brandon Smith, who has caught a pass in a ball game out of the training room because he was a former player that was working on his academics in the training room as an athletic student trainer. So we pulled him back out of there. And we have Bobby Butler, our backup kicker, who is also an athletic trainer. So at halftime, they're not only taping ankles for us, but they're also trying to figure out what we're doing. So, you know, it's just, yeah, I said we're getting guys out of the parking lot. And after we lost Tyrone and after Eric Myrick showed up ineligible, you know, the wide receiver position went from looking pretty good to something that we needed to shore up. And, you know, I'm glad those guys have been able to come out and contribute for us.
Tony, isn't that how they got their D coordinator?
That's exactly right.
No, Coach, I guess I look at, you know, Carnahan misses a 53-yarder. What's going on with him? Obviously disappointed.
Well, yeah, you know, he's been in a little bit of a funk. Not a bad one, but just a little bit of a funk here the last couple of days. You know, I don't even, if the ball's on the 42-yard line, I just say field goal. I haven't even been thinking about how far it was. He had plenty of leg on that one, but 2 weeks in a row now, he's just not been able to get her to hook back into the middle of the uprights. But, you know, he's still a good weapon for us, still doing a great job. I think he's 46 for 47 on PATs or something like that. So, you know, doing a great job.
Now, we hope everybody out there realizes we are kidding about that.
Jeff Carnahan's one of our favorite guys. Everybody knows that.
He could be Daddy's favorite Loper. Hey, before we let you get out of here, you mentioned Colorado Mines on the road this Saturday. What's the scouting report?
Well, hey, a good football team. I think their front seven on defense is as good as anybody we're going to play, and that includes UNO. They're pretty talented up front on defense. Their offense is they're going to wing it, and they're going to throw it around the ballpark and can big play you. And had Shadron State down 17-10 at half this past week and ended up turning the ball over in the second half and getting beat. So very capable football team. I have lost to Shadron, which we've lost to, and lost to Mesa State in a relatively 27-24 ball game. So very capable of beating us if we don't play very, very well.
Darrell, to win this game, how many points are you going to have to put on the board?
I think you got to probably score 28-30 to beat them.
All right, Coach. We'll let you get back to thermonuclear science or whatever it is you got to go to.
Yeah, splitting atoms today.
Hey, buddy, we'll talk to you next Monday. Keep the good times rolling.
You bet.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska Kearney. They've won four games in a row, 6-1 in the conference. Had that rough start to the season. They've got the ship pointed in the right direction. They were top heavy, but now the weaklings are gone because then Mason's coming in next week. And in the back of their minds, with games out there, the Lopers still want to have a find a way that everybody in the conference. That nobody's unbeaten and that they can maybe claim a part of the conference crown. And they would love to do that, but they need to win the next two, it looks like, to do that.
It's still amazing. You look at what newcomer has been able to do, and that Riley newcomer, a kid out of Colorado. He's sitting there third string running back. Didn't play much, didn't see the field, kind of just hanging out on the sideline. All of a sudden, injury, lease goes down. Drink steps in as a freshman. Amazing story. Great for him. He goes down. All of a sudden, you're thrown in there to carry the load. And I'm not, you know, nobody else carries the ball. I mean, he's the horse carrying the ball, averaging 5.6 yards this last Saturday on the ground.
Doug and Danny Show, Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sales in Grand Island. It's a story, Daddy, that big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. See, the manufacturers love it when trucks, they stop, they shop, they sell it for $1,299 or more. Sometimes a discounter sells it for $7.99 or $8.99. Here's the part they don't want you to know. Rich & Son Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. They don't want you to know what happens if they sell it for less than that, because that's rock bottom right there. With the ViewCube, it takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. Rich & Son's knocking the price down to the lowest. Rich & Son's, see them soon for the ViewCube at $699, because they won't last long. It is Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sale. We just keep the winners rolling right on in. He's the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, things are pointing in the winning direction today, but I think we're starting to see that outside of Morningside and outside of Sioux Falls, every game in this GPAC conference can be a battle, because I think everybody steps onto the field thinking they can win.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think so. I think we really played well Saturday. We just, again, finished grading film here this morning. With us being off this week, we kind of took yesterday off a little bit, but we played pretty well, and I don't know if the score was a real good indicator of how well we played. We turned the ball over a little late and made it interesting, but I thought we played really well.
So who got A's this morning?
Or
95s, however you grade them.
Our defense was very good, very good. We gave up a couple of plays. Dan is such a difficult team to defend. They do so many things, throwing the football, and you know, it's when you go against a spread offense like that, and we were probably similar to anybody that was playing on a grass field in the state of Nebraska this weekend. It was really slick, and the offense has a lot of advantage in the open field, and so we were in a good position to make some plays, but slipped in some areas and missed some tackles. But all in all, I was really happy with our defense again.
Coach, entering this game, I guess the idea was to stop the run, because 30 carries, 60 yards. Without, you know, with my Bertrand math, that's 2 yards a carry. That's awfully, awfully good.
Yeah, it really was, and it always is with them. Even though they'd rather throw the football, you can't have to worry about that, and you want your front three to be able to take care of the run by themselves, and they really were able to do that, and that really allowed us to do a lot of different things in coverage and that type of stuff. They hit us with a couple of screens. They really did some interesting things, getting some guys some touches and things like that. We may have to steal a couple of things to give Maurice Mansfield a couple more touches in our screen game, because they did a pretty nice job with that.
We talked a little bit about Mr. Carnahan over here, but Mr. Rodriguez had a pretty good day booting the football for you.
Really had a nice day. Came through because it was really breezy over there, and really kicked the ball well and punted the ball well as well, and just really did some nice things. And, you know, obviously you'd like to get 7 points when you get into the red zone, but he did a very nice job for us and gave us a good lead early, and we were able to do some nice things.
Coach, I guess with a week off, anybody you're going to get back injury-wise?
You know, someone else, not really. We've really gone through. I mean, I think it's going to help us, because we've got some guys with some bumps and bruises playing 9 games, you know, and finally getting a week off. So I think that's going to help. Just being fresh, I think, is going to help. But we haven't really had the guy we lost, Trevin Stutzman, we had lost for the season, and so there was no way in him getting back. So I just think the guys getting healthy and getting their legs up underneath them. We're going to spend a lot of time in the weight room here this week, and and just try to get going here with the last two games and want to be able to play well.
Paul Markowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I know you keep a fairly routine week of practice, but what else will you be doing like Saturday? And I assume recruiting has part of
your
time.
Yeah, recruiting is part. You know, this is a really good time. We've got meetings set with our players just to go through their academic stuff this week and just, you know, we got midterm grades about 10 days ago. And so just want to check and make sure that we're getting everything done academically. Like you said, we'll get out on the practice field and do some things Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'll go out and scout Concordia on Saturday, and we're, you know, this is also a time we're sending out all of our DVDs out to the high schools to get game film and stuff like that. So it's really a good week for us to get going and get started in recruiting and then re-energize a little bit and get ready for the rest of the season.
Coach, I guess point of emphasis maybe this week, securing the football a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, if you're looking at the stats now, because I just saw those here this morning, we did not fumble the ball 8 times.
Oh, okay.
I think what they were doing, because Dana was squib kicking, and I think if we didn't pick up the ball clean,
oh, okay,
they were counting. That would be the only way, because the guys that they had fumbling wouldn't have had carries. I know we had 3 fumbles on the day, but those were the ones. It was. I did see 8, and it did concern me, and then I started to watch film, and I was trying to piece it all together. The stats are generally pretty interesting sometimes on a Monday morning.
Hey, Paul, you know, that's interesting because on Monday mornings, Daddy's trying to piece things together too. So you got that going on.
Yep. No, this is the way to do it. You know, if you can get a win and get a week off, if we could do that, make the season a little bit longer, but, you know, heck, it'd be a good way to re-energize each week.
Coach Paul Markowitz joins us here. As you said, the defense played well. We touched on your kicking game, and before we let you out of here, because we'll talk Concordia next week, and unfortunately, Concordia has their head coach stepping down, and they're not having a very good season. But offensively, or maybe any place, we've talked about places that you've struggled early in the season. Are you seeing results? Are you seeing improvements somewhere that's making you happy?
Yeah, we're really playing well in the offensive line. We've played better the last couple of weeks here. You know, even though we didn't put points on the board, touchdowns on the board against Nebraska Western, I thought our O-line from an assignment standpoint physically was better. I think did a very nice job. You know, we were able to run out the clock at the end, and we ran the same play, I think, 6 times in a row, and they didn't really have an answer for it. We were physically just really getting after them up front, and you know, we've looked at our guys up front and pointed at them a little bit, and I think they've really started to respond and play better, and we're going to need them here in these last 2 weeks, because I would anticipate that the weather's going to be a little bit different, obviously, than what it is in September, so it's going to be real important for us to continue to improve in the offensive line.
Coach, you ever run into Doug Phelps over there?
No. Not very often.
Well, if you do, give him a punch from us.
Oh, okay. I sure will do that.
Oh, Coach, we will talk to you next Monday. Enjoy the week off.
Okay, thanks.
That is Paul Markowitz, the head football coach of the Hastings College Broncos, brought to you, Merck and Morris, every Monday, by Rich & Sons Camper Sales in Grand Island.
You know, Derek, I'm going to have you look this up. I'm just going to say right now, Penn State, Ohio State, didn't get to see a lot of the game. Whoever rushed for the most yards came out on top. I'm going to say Penn State rushed for double the yards Ohio State is, and then I'm just going off of that. When I look at these statistics, that's the first thing I look for. That's before I look up at the score or anything, and I can tell you if Hastings had a good day. Anytime you hold them to 60 yards rushing, game, set, match, it's over. You're the winner. You're the winner, and you can do that. Your defensive and your front guys play strong and do that. I think that's huge for the football team. I'm get the UNK stats out here, see if it goes with that. Net yards rushing, average per rush, Fort Lewis 1 yard per rush, 4.7 for UNK. If you look at that, that's the one stat you want to look at. It'll tell you 90% of the time who wins the ball game.
Well, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to hear from head coach Bo Pelini and his press conference, what he said after the Baylor game, the 32-20 victory. Also, Stu Pospisil, prep editor of the Omaha World Herald, is going to join us to talk high school football. We will take a look at the World Series, 3-1 Philly, and also the National Football League. Was it a good game between the Steelers and Giants? Was it? Ben, throw the ball! We'll be back after this.
A lot
this
of pressure.
Doug and
kids
Daddy
getting
show.
Named after him and everything.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
The same technology just used at the Olympics to support and promote healing in world-class athletes is available in central Nebraska. Dr. Carey is trained in the application of and treatment with kinesio tape, an innovative athletic tape used by Olympians as well as the rest of us that both supports and promotes the natural healing process. Kinesio tape is like another layer of skin, flexible, long-lasting, and effective. To find out if kinesio tape is right for your condition, see Dr. Carey at Carey Chiropractic. Get back in the game. Call Dr. Carey today, 308-398-2255.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it. When truck stops, sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, well, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
Countdown from 2 minutes. Can you do it? If you're a surgeon, you can't be afraid of blood. If you're a quarterback or a head coach, you've got to be able to run the 2 minute offer.
Colin Cowherd, 9 to 11 weekdays, right before Doug and Daddy on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Lower your cholesterol the safe and all-natural way with one of our tried-and-true cholesterol-lowering products, CholesFactors. We have had patrons drop 20 to 200 points off their total cholesterol counts and improve the good-to-bad ratios without the side effects of prescription drugs. At the Kearney and Hastings GNCs, our staff is dedicated to providing you the best products available and stay current on the latest trends to know how to safely, naturally, and effectively lower your cholesterol. Ask about CholesFactors today and let one of our knowledgeable staff find you an all-natural solution from your head down to your toes at the Kearney and Hastings GNCs.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around 50. Northwest winds will also diminish to around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and light winds with a low temperature of around 20. Then on Tuesday, look for more sun and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 34.
I'm going to have to take over the prognostication, obviously, because it's time to look back on Friday. Don't hand that to me. The problem is we just picked too many. I need to whittle it down to how many you picked. Maybe I'll be better. But for just the second time in the history of the Doug and Daddy show, and even back when Daddy was just Daddy and that little fella Matt was in here, we have been beaten. Back-to-back weeks. Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We were undefeated, and now we've dropped two straight.
I don't know what's going on.
But you know what? 8-2 is the best that anyone's done this year, I believe, in any week. And that's what it took this week to beat us. And you know what's even worse is, you know, he's your buddy. I don't know how he got through. I thought, like Jim Rome, I thought we had blocked all his calls. I didn't think he could get through. But Slow Kid from Bertrand... able to win Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. He already had the $25 gift card, but now him and Jim from GI, the only two that have beaten us, and they're up for the grand prize now, which is, well, if these type of people keep beating us, I'm not sure what the grand prize is going to be.
A couple rolls of toilet paper,
yeah, I think. It's going to be something. Johnny Casino's, don't forget, stop in and enjoy a Wednesday night 10-ounce ribeye steak, just $11.99, just off 281 west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Derek, the results, please, because
wow.
I thought I actually did okay. Thanks, Ohio State!
Well, Special Brett from Special Bertrand going 8-2 and basically kicking our butts. Doug, you and I both going 6-4. Daddy, 5-5.
And I had Penn State, too.
And you had Penn State. That is correct.
Okay, where did it? Let's see. He had 56 for the tiebreaker. I had 55, so I was closer. He missed the Kansas game and Ohio State. I had Tech. Yeah. Where in the world? And then he had Ohio State. So we both had Ohio State and missed that. Wow. But he had Kansas, so you were on the wrong end. Brett was on the wrong end of the biggest blowout of the week. He picked Texas A&M. Texas. Let's see, where else? We both had Wisconsin. He picked the Hurricanes. He picked Georgia. That's where we all went wrong. Wow. Man. And just a question. You think LSU's missing Bo Pelini?
Wow.
Where's the story there? That has to be a story this week. With Nebraska, Oklahoma being on ESPN, you know that's going to come up. They're going to be a crossover. They're going to be able to ask Bo somehow, since they'll be there in their pregame interview. You know, have you been keeping an eye on LSU? What's going on down there? Why can't they, giving up 50, whatever it was, 58, 52 to Georgia?
Yeah.
Good Lord. But speaking of giving up, how are your picks this week, Daddy? Back from Vegas, full of knowledge. How'd it go?
You know what?
Washington State to pick.
No, I have Washington State to pick. So A&M versus Iowa State, I take Iowa State, lay the 3 points. I wanted my money back because A&M's so bad.
So you doubled up, of course.
I already given you one of my picks this week. It's whoever A&M is playing because I want my money back, and we're doubling up on that game. We're going to double up until they lose.
Okay.
If it takes 32 games, we're going to have to go to the bank every week. I hit Rutgers versus Pittsburgh. Now, thank God we bet the money line on that.
No, we didn't bet the money line.
No! But we hit that one, and then we lost Virginia Tech at Florida State, obviously, 30-20. So we're 1-2 in college.
And then we got Sonny to catch up, and that didn't do me well because I knew I was in trouble when I liked your picks.
Well, 1-1-1. Break even on Sunday. Buffalo gets the lead in the fourth quarter, and it looks like, hey, we got a winner, and then they turn the ball over.
Four times in the fourth quarter.
To Miami.
I about threw up on myself. It was not good.
The push, we had Carolina. -4. We tried to shop around, get 3.5. Couldn't find 3.5 anywhere.
4 would have been fine.
People found 4.5, huh?
And what else you got?
And then we hit Baltimore versus Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland horrid.
So that
Jets,
East
horrid.
That
Chiefs
West Coast
horrid.
Teams going East continues to pay off. Although, yeah, 1-1-1. So on the year now, excluding the ties and the pushes, of which it looks like there's probably 4 or 5, we are standing at 25-25.
That's not good. Plus, you throw in the pushes, you're losing the juice. It's not horrid. It just shows how hot we were. I mean, you were at the beginning of the season, and not so much anymore. So those are Daddy's selections. Not that, no.
4 weeks in, we were batting 60%. Now we're down to 50 and continue to run the ship aground, if you will.
Ugh, that's not good.
Let's throw that away. We don't need to look at that anymore. We got it documented.
More selections coming up. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bo Pelini's press conference, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Plus, we talk with Hall of Famer and one of the winningest coaches in Nebraska high school history, Ansley football coach Dan Moore will join us. He has got them turned around despite the loss to Anselmo Murda, and I talked to him today setting up the interview for tomorrow. He says they're the real deal. They are the number one seed in the West. For their bracket, and that was Ansley's only loss, 7-1, and they get a good football game. And all the times now, we've told you a little bit about them earlier today. We will give you all the high school football times here in just a moment. But first, we want to let you know that Misco's is the place to be. You know, if you're a little down on your luck, if you've been listening to Daddy, well, Misco's, you can still go there and get quality merchandise, and they're not going to take all the money out of your pocket like Daddy's selections will. Misco's has everything you need to show off your team spirit, the latest hooded sweatshirts and knit caps with the Huskers, Lopers, your favorite college and NFL teams. You can also get the hoodies and caps by Nike and Adidas in plenty of fashionable colors. And if you were out last week, you know the cold weather is here. Misco's has a great selection of Columbia coats in stock to keep you warm and looking good. So see them before the games begin. Misco's Sports on the Breaks, downtown Kearney. And of course, folks, some of the fall sports already over. We're down to football and volleyball, so a lot of the athletes are already looking ahead towards winter, whether it's wrestling, whether it's girls basketball, boys basketball, or whatever it is you do in the winter. Misco's can get you ready for practice, which starts just a couple of weeks away for the winter teams. Yeah. Misco Sports on the Breaks, downtown Kearney Center. Let us go to the Dent Popper inbox. We've got email.
First, this comes from Bretton Bertrand. He says, you two beat it, nerds. So, obviously, in response to beating us and a little bit of a celebratory smack in our face. Whatever, jerk. That'll never happen again. I can promise you that. Down popper inbox, though. Ken chimes in. Point one, one of the reasons I can't stand Joe Paterno is his constant browbeating of the refs. I think Bo would serve his team much better if he spent more time trying to get his defensive secondary to show up instead of constantly bickering with the refs. I guarantee you, if I was a ref, no way would I ever give you any calls because of him. Point two, I see we get a 6 foot, 6 inch, 300-pound giant recruit from Colorado. No matter that he really wanted to go to Colorado, but they didn't want him. Rival said he's the 54th best lineman in the country. In a couple of years, this Jim, the lineman recruit we stole from Army, and the kid that got a political scholarship from Osborne will be our future lineman. Jeez, give me a break.
Wow, Huskers are winning and they're still getting bashed. Dent Popper inbox, and you know what time it is.
H-Man.
H-Man from Riverdale. Bashing Nate Swift.
Oh, no! All that is good about Nebraska football.
H-Man from Riverdale says, the question of the ages, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Well, it's not exactly the question of our time, but it's sort of relevant, and he'll get back to that point. Let me first say, Nate Swift is a good football player, and he could have played sparingly on any Nebraska football team in the past 25 years. But his catch record is as credible as a record that McGuire, Bonds, and Sosa's home runs records were in the 90s. Like junk science, voodoo economics, and Obama's change mantra, this sort of record sounds rad, hip, and fresh. But in reality, it's hollow, false, and empty. Nate Swift, good football player. Not a record-breaking football player. I would have loved if he had legitimately broken the record, but he didn't. Now, no one wants the gas station bandits' records erased more than I do, but not here and not using bogus statistics. Wow, nice shot at Johnny Rogers. Gas station bandit. So, to update the question of our time, if a Nebraska football record is broken, using phony stats from Billy Joe's white flag offense, is it really a record? I think not. Sorry, Nate. Try again. Boiler up. H-Man from Riverdale.
Why the anger?
Deep in the basement. That's just not good.
Okay, Douglas.
The Star Wars theme today, too. That's Evil Empire. That's unbelievable. Dan Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the paintless dent repair. They've been specializing in that for years. They want to make your vehicle or whatever, boat, lawnmower, it'll look great. Stop by and see the gang today at
lawnmower?
Dent Popper. You know, whatever.
They'll take it out of your lawnmower.
Whatever. You have a dent in your lawnmower?
No, I don't know that I have.
Running into your siding.
There you go.
Obviously isn't done by Kermit. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll hear from Bo Pelini. Stu Pospisil joins us as well after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Here's the problem with trying to meet clients and colleagues in person. If you drive, there's gas, wasted time in traffic. If you fly, who's buying the ticket? Getting up early, going through security. All for what? A two-hour meeting? That's why I recommend GoToMeeting.com. You can do more and travel less. With GoToMeeting.com, you can host an online meeting right from your computer. Here's how it works. Everybody logs on to GoToMeeting.com during a conference call. They can instantly see your computer desktop on their computer screen. How cool is that? It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. You can get more done in less time without the hassle of driving or flying. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Promo code Colin.
Hey, remember that I'm going to watch the Titans and the Colts tonight downtown.
Remember the Titans? Denzel Washington was great in that movie. Oh, I cried at the end.
No, I'm going to Cunningham's to watch the Titans and the Colts football game.
It's the undefeated Titans taking on the Colts tonight on Monday Night Football at Cunningham's Journal. Head to Cunningham's to catch all the action and throw back a couple of ice-cold beers. You always have Tuesday night to watch the movies. Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
If I were in the position of Brian Dempster Wednesday night pitching game one, trying to lift the curse off the back of the Cubs after 100 years, attempting to do what everyone's expecting them to do, I would have folded like a cheap seat.
Wake up to Mike and Mike every weekday morning until 9 on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around 50. Northwest winds will also diminish around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and light winds with a low temperature of around 20. Then on Tuesday, look for more sun and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 34.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along. Hey, you know, we want to say congratulations to a couple of folks today. To our special little gal, Jessie, who works here at the radio station with us. Grayson Walker Johnson, born at 1 o'clock this Saturday. 8-pound little boy, so congratulations to Jessie and her family on the arrival of Grayson. And Uncle Tony!
Yeah.
Again.
Little brother's wife gave birth on early Saturday morning to Benjamin Jack. Benjamin Jack, of course, big Steeler fan. First one was Fast Willie, William Scott, after Willie Parker. Now Benjamin after Big Ben Roethlisberger.
And Parker's out. Ben looks horrible. I feel sorry for the kids. What's going on here?
What is he, Ben, 12 of 26 or 12 of 24
yesterday? What's it matter? That was pathetic at the end. And it's bad, too, because the Steelers, I still think, are a good squad in the NFL. Bo Pelini, we're going to talk hear a couple things from Bo here before we move on and talk to Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. But after the football game, you could tell he was pretty pleased. He wishes that things would have went a little easier, as he always does. But 5-3, 2-2 in the conference. They play at Oklahoma, the fourth-ranked team in the country, coming up on Saturday night. The Huskers are a 21.5-point underdog in this football game. That's the opening line. The game will be on ESPN at 7. But Nebraska down at half to Baylor. As I said Friday, expect Baylor to have a couple of big plays, but Nebraska pulls away and wins this thing. And it kind of played out, I guess, Tony, a little like I thought. I didn't know that we'd be down at half, but 20-17, they hit some big plays on us.
Well, I think you can expect the big plays just by the athleticism of their quarterback, and he was the one that had the big plays, 121 yards rushing out of the quarterback. So,
well, two of them were big, too, and Coach Pelini was asked what the difference was in the second half.
Honestly, not a lot. We just played better. We executed better. We did some bonehead things to start the game. You know, we tackled better on defense. We missed some tackles early and took some bad angles. And once again, we were our own worst enemy in that first half. Two personal foul penalties, a late hit, and I liked the way the kids hung together.
And then he said, I didn't have to say a whole lot at half. The team really took care of that.
To a man, you know, the whole football team, we didn't feel like we played well in the first half. And I didn't have to say much at halftime because they came together as a group and they said, we're going to go out and win this football game. And they took control of the situation. They were not happy with how we executed, and we fixed it. And we played a lot better. We didn't play perfect in the second half either, but we played better than we did in the first.
A lot of questions about Baylor quarterback Robert Griffin and how they tried to cover him.
Well, we executed better in the second half. I really liked our plan. You know, we had a lot of guys. We had a number of guys assigned to him in the different defenses, and you know, he's a pretty special athlete, as you saw. And we just didn't. We didn't execute. We didn't do some things very well in the first half. And really, like I said, we didn't really change much for the second half. We just played our calls better and more disciplined, and we're on the same page more consistently.
Coach was asked, was he surprised and was the team surprised by quarterback Robert Griffin's speed? And I thought it was interesting. Everybody was kind of asked about this, but Coach Pelini said, well, we did have a little heads up on this.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I know I was talking to Coach Chizik. He said it. He said, don't be surprised by his speed. He goes, well, he thought that they were. He can go. I mean, he's fast. He's a pretty dynamic guy. I mean, he's the most electric guy we've seen at that position all year. I mean, you know, running wise. So, you know, that takes a little bit of an adjustment.
What do you think
throws
about that?
Him in front of Tyron. I mean, throws Tyrod Taylor right out of the mix and moves Robert Griffin ahead, according to Coach Pelini.
Well, there's no doubt that Coach Pelini would love to play a couple of games over again. I think they feel more confident if they would have played Virginia Tech right now. Tech's going down. Nebraska's going up. They kind of met at the crossroads. That was really the last good thing Virginia Tech did. Was that football?
You're exactly right, and and obviously they're down quarterbacks now. I think Tyrod Taylor got knocked out of the game. Second string quarterback knocked out of the game. They're down to their third string quarterback. So, anytime injuries happen, you know it's not good this time of year.
Well, what does the coach think about Nate Swift, H-Man?
He's just a good football player. You know, I get tired of hearing people saying, you know, he's a possession guy. He's this. He's that. He's just a heck of a football player. He's a leader. He's a competitor. He's everything you want in a football player. And to his credit, he became the all-time receptions leader, and that's something to be proud of, something you know everybody's proud of.
Here's the stat of the game, though. Baylor was 0 of 10 on third down conversions. 0 of 10.
Well, it's huge. I mean, that's why, I mean, you look, I'm not sure what the time of possession was, but I know we won in that area, and that's been an area we've been good in lately, and you know, and when third down conversions is a big part of that.
It was 17 minutes they won the time of possession battle.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And you could see why Robert Griffin hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions, because when they're not open within 10 yards, he's not close. I mean, they're out of bounds. They're deep. Joe Gann's actually throwing away.
Look at that.
Gann's threw one away.
But I like Joe Gann.
He also missed a wide open Nate Swift earlier in the game, too.
But he also hit Nate Swift down the sideline on a nice pass in stride.
And Joe's doing well.
336 yards through the air. And anytime you're able to do that and throw in some rushing yards, it's just very tough to defend. And I thought Nebraska was very tough to defend after the Iowa State game.
He opened it up in the second half because he had 16 completions in the first half for like 105 yards. Everything was dink and dink and dink. And it seemed to be like that's what the West Coast offense was supposed to be like, the little dink passes and the little runs. Marlon Lucky. Anybody want to say he's not the number one eye back? Anybody?
Where you at, Bertrand?
Where you at, everybody? Marlon Lucky, number one, and he heaped some praise on him. But final comment from Coach Pelini, asked can he enjoy the win, and of course followed up by, can you enjoy the win or do you have to focus on Oklahoma?
I enjoy them all. You put a lot of hard work in. You got to cheer, you got to appreciate every win, and I'll enjoy it today, and I'll worry about Oklahoma tomorrow. I know one thing. We're going to be going down there to play a heck of a football team. Probably, you know, as good a football team as there is in the country, and a very well-coached football team. And we need to play better than we have to be up to that challenge.
Oklahoma is the ESPN Radio poll question, ESPNSuperstation.com. Log on. What's your favorite Nebraska-Oklahoma moment? And I might be missing some, but I've got Johnny Rogers' punt return. I've got Tom Rude's hit in the 77 game. I've got Eric Crouch getting the touchdown reception from Mike Stuntz. And what was the other one? I had one more up there. But Tom Osborne's 250th win also came against Oklahoma. If I'm missing one or we're missing one, fire us an email, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Stu Pospisil coming up. Talk high school football playoffs. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
The letter A could be for a lot of things. It could be for an action-packed, adrenaline-filled quad oval that's the antithesis of the anticlimactic. Could be for the aches and pains of the chase for the Sprint Cup starting to add up. But after it's all over, A is for hauling asphalt with attitude. Because nothing about this A is automatic. So sit back in your armchair and acclimate yourself to the awesomeness that is Atlanta.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues at Atlanta, Sunday at 1 Eastern on ABC.
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance.
As a contractor, the only time you should bite off more than you can chew is during lunch.
This has been another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance. To get great rates for contractor vans, pickups, and SUVs, contact your local independent agent or visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Now that's Progressive. United Financial Casualty Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states.
In
Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
The same technology just used at the Olympics to support and promote healing in world-class athletes is available in central Nebraska. Dr. Carey is trained in the application of and treatment with kinesiotape, an innovative athletic tape used by Olympians as well as the rest of us that both supports and promotes the natural healing process. Kinesiotape is like another layer of skin, flexible, long-lasting, and effective. To find out if kinesiotape is right for your condition, see Dr. Carey at Carey Chiropractic. Get back in the game. Call Dr. Carey today, 308-398-2255.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around 50. Northwest winds will also diminish to around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and light winds with a low temperature of around 20. Then on Tuesday, look for more sun and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 34.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
It's always 5 o'clock in Vegas, ain't it, Daddy?
Yes, it is.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's Monday, and that means Monday Night Football at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. From kickoff to close during Monday Night Football, it's $2. You call us. You want to drink it? It's $2. Plus, you can try any of their great menu full of food, like their, well, the best chicken wings, 12 flavors of flame-broiled chicken wings, best wings in town, from medium to buck nasty hot, from spicy garlic Dijon to jack sauce to pepper teriyaki to sweet and sour. It's all right there. Try one of their famous sandwiches, chicken tender hoagie. They've got great hamburgers, cheeseburgers. They've got steak on the menu, a wide variety of pizza, whatever you want, maybe just a salad. They've got it there for you. Can't decide? Well, try them today and then try them tomorrow, too. You'll get it all taken care of. All their brand-new HD televisions are in the house, and they want you to stop by and check it out. Whether it's for lunch, great food and drink specials every night, great lunch specials every day, it's Chicken Coop. Best place to watch sports in town, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Monday Night Football, $2. You call it Titans and the Colts tonight. Of course, the World Series is on. You want to watch both. That's where you want to be, the Chicken Coop.
Before we get to Stu Possibles from Omaha World Herald, I want to go back to the Dent Popper inbox. This is from Delusional Husker Fan. What type of drugs are they smoking in Riverdale? What an idiot. That email should prove H-Man, and I use the term loosely, should never have his own background music ever again. Go back into retirement. You weren't missed.
Wow, Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Playoff times for area games, Friday for A and B. Kearney will host Omaha Westside, 7 o'clock on Power 99 FM. Grand Island will host Lincoln Southwest at 7 o'clock. In Class B, 7 o'clock, Holdridge at Schuyler, Lexington at Aurora, Columbus at McCook. Now, in Class C and D, these games are played on Thursday. Crofton at Minden right here on ESPN Radio at 3:30. St. Paul is at Gordon Rushville at 2. We're going to have that on Power 99 for you Central Time. Battle Creek's at Gothenburg at 3. Wood River's at Central Catholic at 7 o'clock. And St. Cecilia will host Boone Central 6 o'clock, Duncan Field. And that game will be on 12:30 KHAS. We'll get to a few more of the playoff brackets in a moment. But right now, the prep sports editor from the Omaha World-Herald, Stu Possibles, will join us. Good morning, Stu.
Morning, guys. Hey, Daddy, I hear you recommend salads highly over at the Coop.
Absolutely.
How many have you had?
I've actually had some.
Good for you.
Yeah.
The wife's making some, inroads.
Well, if you put enough dressing on it, it's wonderful.
And load it up with some, chef salad material.
There you go.
There you go. Stuart, before we get to the teams that are in, I think there's only one team in the entire state of Nebraska that has a beef about not being in. Let's start right here in our Tri-Cities with Adams Central in Class B. You've got teams in there that are 4-5 and not just one, and Adams Central 6-3 with state scheduling. Where did the formula go wrong here?
Well, I think it just, the opponents they got were sitting there in the second and third divisions, and, Adams Central, I'm sure, knew coming into Friday night they had to take care of Aurora.
I mean, it's as simple as that. They had to win, or they were left at home. I guess that's what it comes down to. Stu, I guess other surprises, and you pick the class.
Oh well, I think one surprise was that Skyler went out west in class B. I thought that maybe Crete would get out there with Skyler and cause a little damage potentially, but I think we're looking at another McCook Ogallala rematch back there, and quite possibly what may be bad is that Pius got the number one seed in the East, and so I believe that leaves Beatrice and Waverly in a quarterfinal.
Yeah. And Stu, you went out and watched Holdridge and Ogallala on Friday, McCook and Ogallala on Friday, so what'd you think?
Two very good defenses went at in the first half, and then McCook made some good adjustments, and Ogallala just did not execute enough on offense. If there's a difference in those teams of great significance, to be on offense, because McCook can throw the ball. Matt Berry is a very well-rounded quarterback. He threw it on a dime to Dylan Goldel for an 84-yard backbreaking touchdown, maybe a 14-0 at that point, and Ogallala's offense is just not, kind of like the old Nebraska Osborne-type offenses in the 80s. You get down two touchdowns, it's hard to come back.
Yeah, the Goldel kid, just for fans out there that know this, you know who his mom is?
I don't.
A Hainer.
Really?
A Hainer, so there's a little bit of athletic ability in the family. I just thought I'd throw that out.
They all went to the ladies, all the girls.
Yes, all the girls. carry a lot of them.
There's somebody in the Lexington Athletic Director's office grimacing as we speak, right?
There you go. Stu Potts with Loma World Herald joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stu, I guess Class A, how many teams have a chance to bring home the hardware?
Oh, it may still be only two. It may still be only Prep and Millard West. I looked at that bracket, and I was a little surprised that, on Prep side, there's six ranked teams, but I like Prep's chances better getting to the final than I do Millard West, because perhaps, Millard West would have to face the winner of Bellevue West and Burke, and then Omaha North with a very good defense and a healthy quarterback would be that semifinal opponent, and I just kind of like the way the teams stack up for Prep. For the Junior Jays to make it to Lincoln. If either one of those teams should have a bad game, then it opens up their side of the bracket, because there's a lot of good teams right below those two.
Yeah, Millard West, I'm sure, will struggle with Omaha Northwest in that.
And Prep's going to struggle with Fremont, right?
Exactly. Well, give us a little, I think we know a little bit about Lincoln Southwest because of playing in the Tri-Cities, and they get Grand Island in the first round. But fill us in on Omaha West side and what they will bring to Kearney on Friday.
Well, they're going to bring a offspring of one of the great names in state athletic history, Ron Kellogg III. Don't call him Junior, because he is the third, and he's a quarterback, and then Willie Matoyer is a 1,000-yard rusher at running back for Westside, and I would have to say that the Warriors have maybe underachieved a little bit. That 5-4 record, with the loss Friday night to an athletically talented but very injury-challenged Omaha Central team that kind of salvaged part of their season. You gotta wonder what frame of mind Westside's gonna be in to go to Kearney. But at the same time, is that loss to Central akin to Kearney's loss to Norfolk?
Let's move on to C1 here, Stu. the West bracket. Well, now that Shadron's the number one seed, unbelievable. St. Cecilia and Pierce at least will make it another round this year before they have to play. They'll play in the quarterfinals instead of the second round, and I say they will play because they will play.
They will play.
And you look at the West, and at least Norfolk Catholic, or in the East,
is not there.
Got thrown
in the West,
there.
Yes. That was one break on the West bracket. You know, Shadron, you sit them in the middle of the C1 rankings. They stay there all year. They've got to show us something and get past game 10. You know, they've had four undefeated regular seasons in the past five, and they have not been to the quarterfinals in that time.
Stu, I guess moving along to Class C2, how many teams can win Class C2? That seems to be my question, because I think this is a wide open field, especially in the West.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, who's going to prevail there? You've got, you know, your little cluster with Elm Creek and Cambridge and Kearney Catholic that have all had their moments, Blue Hill and Thayer Central. And then you've got, if I'm thinking right, I don't have my brackets in front of me, Plainview's out there too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe Plainview's the one that comes back and meets Stanton in the final.
Well, that's one thing about that West bracket. Again, you've kind of got maybe the teams that got beat by higher-ranked teams. I mean, Kearney Catholic is 7-1 in the 2-seed, but then 7-1 is Thayer Central, and they're the 10-seed. And you got Plainview out here. You got Creighton, 7-1. We saw what
right.
they did last year. They've been there. They're 7-1, and they're an 8-seed. So Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic might be able to make it into the second round, but there's not going to be a breather no matter who they face, whether it's Ravenna, Thayer Central, or Cross County Creighton.
Yeah, the East bracket's very much the lighter weight this year, although there's still maybe a team or two up in the Northeast that can, you know, stay with Stanton. But, yeah, having Creighton, Plainview in the West, you know, I mean, that's a load. That might be as loaded a bracket as there is in the six classes.
Yeah, I think it's real interesting. And eight-man, Stu, obviously all you can kind of do is look at what they've done this year. We've got a lot of teams in that D1 West bracket.
Oh.
It's just that you know, without taking a shot at these kids, I just don't think it's as strong as last year. I mean, we've seen a lot of these teams, and I think the coaches will agree the records aren't as strong, and maybe the teams aren't as strong. And then Franklin tripped up on Friday night, who we thought maybe would be the best team in the West, and we'll chalk Eustace Farnham up to having 11 kids at the state FFA convention. Thank goodness they'll be back for playoffs, but Howells is in the East, and I can't see anybody picking against the East.
No, not with Howells and Clarkson. Did you say Eustace Farnham had 11 kids at FFA?
Yeah, but only the starting center was gone, so there's a side story
so
to that.
Okay, so there was a bunch of younger kids then?
Yes.
And reserve?
And Cale Barnes was out for Elwood, so there's a little bit of a story that's not out there. Cale Barnes was, I'd rather take the starting center, I'd rather have Cale Barnes play if you're going to.
The starting center, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, that was two overtime game. And
right.
I'll tell you what, it was really tough to finish those last four or five teams in the 8-man 1 ratings this week because, you know, where do you go? I mean, which game means more? What, you know, they're all saying they're 6-2, 7-1, and maybe Maxwell's still the best of the bunch out there. I don't know.
Yeah, there's going to be some good battles, and we could talk about this all week long if we wanted to. But, Stu, thanks for giving us some looks here, and we'll be catching up with you as time progresses and the playoffs move on.
Well, I'm hoping there's live afternoon games so I can come see you guys.
Okay, throw them a cookout, Stu. I want one. Before you go, give me one more state champion.
I'd have to say St. Cecilia.
St. Cecilia, you heard it here, folks. Stu Pospisil, he likes St. Cecilia. We'll see if that's what he puts in
and
the
Howells.
World Herald. Well, yeah, Howells. There you go.
St. Cecilia.
That's a chalk sniffer right there.
Yeah, good job, buddy. We'll get back with your upset specials later in the week.
Okay, sounds good.
Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald, Prep Sports Editor, joining us here on the Duck and Daddy Show as we've run a little bit over today, and we just appreciate Stu joining us. Paul Merkowitz, head coach Hastings College Football. Daryl Morris, head football coach UNK. For Mondays with Merk and Morris, brought to you as always by Rich & Son Camper Sales. And, of course, Bo Pelini and some quotes from him today as well. Tomorrow, the Bo Pelini press conference at 12 noon. Dan Moore, head football coach at Ansley. Among our guests and folks, Hastings College starts basketball this week. That's right. basketball on Halloween. Basketball is getting going, so we won't forget about them either. We just want to say thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And if you missed any or all of it, you can always listen to the show on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Just click on the podcast and catch anything you might have missed.
Don't forget, Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz, thank you very much for joining us as well early in the show. We'll see you on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in our friends in Hastings. Back tomorrow. Well, there'll be a lot more high school football talk as we lead up these playoffs getting underway.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.